have we got any particular company guiding our pig trials that have been currently undertaken? Is that being sort of in partnership with another company?
Yeah, so what we've been doing, one of the things we want to ensure is that we don't get to the end of any of the trials or any of the research that we do and find that for one reason or another we've either looked at endpoints which aren't of use to partnering, or we've ignored something that they specifically want. So we have both external animal experts that have been providing us with guidance, as well as we are speaking with potential company, potential partners, and asking them what is important in these trials. So I suppose the answer is that we have, in fact, looked at getting both industry and, potential partner and industry expertise in, and then looking at different jurisdictions as well, so that we understand the needs across Europe and US particularly, as they can be quite different. So yes, the answer I suppose is that we're trying to cover as many bases as possible and use as many inputs as possible to make these as attractive as possible.
Okay. Well, it sounds like it certainly has some potential in that area, Ross.
Okay. I think maybe we could take one more question and then we'll move on from you. If you've got one, if you don't.
Yeah, sure. Look, I've got a list of questions, so I'll narrow it down to one more. And I guess it's the old chestnut regarding the director buying, in that in the last AGM, which was about 5 months ago, it was indicated by directors that they're all keen to buy POH shares. And it's something that the, I guess, investors such as myself look as a confidence boost, say, well, if directors are buying, then you know, then they're believing in the company, and thus far there haven't been any further additions to any directors buying. And I was wondering, is this because of constant blackout periods, or what is the explanation for the lack of directors buying?
I think that's the right way to look at it. From our point of view, this is certainly a point of considerable interest for shareholders, and we get a lot of questions about it. The answer really is that in the 5 months that the new board has really been operating, we haven't had an appropriate window open for the directors to purchase. I do want to say, really, this isn't a reflection in any way of a lack of sort of board's belief in the strong future of the company. And actually, at the low share price, it's a very attractive option. We've spoken at the board level about how we should be guiding this, and really what we've done is ensured that buying shares for directors needs to be a personal choice. We're in no way going to mandate this. But having said that, there's not been an appropriate time for directors to do this. There's a lot of ongoing discussions and ongoing issues that have meant that it really hasn't been appropriate to open that window.
Yes.
But certainly this remains something that the board is discussing, and we're certainly looking at ways, I suppose, to ensure that directors have some skin in the game moving
yes.
forward.
Yes, well, certainly something that shareholders such as yourself would love to see. It's just, I guess, a sign of faith amongst the directors. But anyway, your explanation's been very good there, Ross. So.
All right, well, thank you so much for your questions this morning.
And likewise, Ross, thanks so much for your presentation. It's very much appreciated.
Okay.
Okay, cheers for now. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Dr. Murdoch. Our next question is from Johannes Smith. Johannes, please go ahead.
Good morning, Ross. Thanks for your presentation this morning.
No problem.
I've had the opportunity of trying the Vervin TPM gel, which is only available in India, I believe, and I've found it quite remarkable. I had the pain in my elbow for 4 days, getting worse every day. I think it was due to RSI. I've tried the gel, and I had relief from the pain within 10 minutes, and it's lasted throughout 24 hours, which is pretty good. My question is, Have you had any discussions with Novartis about making this available other than just in India? Because it is a really good product, but Novartis doesn't seem too keen to promote it.
Yeah, we have obviously had a lot of interest in diclofenac as a product. The Indian market is one of the drivers for Novartis to enter a new product into the Indian market was around the fact of the level of competition and the nature of the market itself. If you look outside of India, the market is incredibly competitive and complicated. And there's been, when we first started, the world market looked at a 1% gel as being the gold standard. Now there are multiple competitors, multiple strengths available, and the option has changed. Also, obviously, Novartis has moved many of these products to GSK, and GSK itself, I think, has a different approach to the way it uses and wants to promote these products. So we get an amazing feedback from people who've used the product. I think it is a clear, identifier of the utility of TPM, how much better it can make products, and it is sort of the poster child for the fact that TPM can be brought to the market. But at the moment, we don't have a deal or evidence that the diclofenac is going to be moved outside of India.
Okay, thanks, Ross. That is unfortunate because I've tried lots of things and this is the only one that works. So, okay, thanks for your answer and thanks again for the presentation.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Murdoch. We have no further questions registered at this stage.
Okay. If that's the case, we can probably end the call. Yep, I think if that's the case, then we will call a call to a close today. Thank you so much for the shareholders who've joined the call to listen and for those who participated and provided questions. Can I just check one more time just before we do this, considering that we had some extra time, if there is anybody who has, even those who've maybe raised questions before, have another question?
Yes, Dr. Murdoch, we've just got a question.